No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine.
Morena, Rachel. Welcome back.
Thank you. I had a nice little holiday last week, but we've had lots of texts in because moving into a new level means I think people's employment situations are changing a little bit now, because we've sort of seen the end of the wage subsidy, and that's meant quite a bit of change for a lot of people. So we might just dive straight into it, Justine, if that's cool with you. Fantastic. Well, we've had a few questions around what to do if your workplace is restructuring. So what should you be looking for if your workplace is going to be restructuring the company and you're a bit worried about your job? What kind of conversations should you be having with your boss? How much information should you sort of expect to receive? What's the deal with a workplace restructure?
Yeah, so that's going to be happening a lot. I mean, that's what we're expecting in the wake of COVID and kind of like the economic downturn, that there'll be quite a few restructures. So you're already seeing the warehouse kind of come out and say that they're making 1,000 positions redundant, which is just crazy. So absolutely just want to say, yeah, a lot of workplace restructuring, they are happening, and it's really important to know what your rights are and how the process should go. I guess, like, I just want to go through a couple of things, because it is a little bit of a complicated thing. So there is laws around what we call management of change, which is just another word for when an employer wants to restructure, basically. So basically they have the obligation to keep a duty of good faith, which means that they have to act, you know, they have to be honest, they have to be sincere in the reasons for that restructure, right? So that they're not using it as an excuse to say get rid of someone they don't like.
Okay.
That's an employment problem. So it's really important that they have what we call a genuine business reason for restructuring, and that they make that clear to their employees. So that's something that you should know. You know, why is the restructure going ahead? What is the genuine business reason? And that's also an employer who is acting in good faith. Now, that's just a legal term. You might feel like it's in good faith. I don't think I would, but it's the legal term we use.
Basically,
they need to have a genuine business reason to make the change, and that can be maybe I'll just go through a few of what that might be. Like, say they have there's a technological revolution and they can do the same job with a computer, and they don't necessarily need as many people, so that can be improved technology. Lots of suppliers or markets, so just economic downturn. A shift in what customers want, or just financial reasons. So if a company is struggling financially, they can undergo a restructure.
So imagine those last two will be ones that people might be experiencing with the wake of COVID a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So those might be some of the reasons that a company would want to restructure. So that's like the legal. So just in terms of like the legal, a genuine business reason. Again, you might not feel that that's a genuine reason. I think I would feel pretty ratchet about it too.
But there is that, like, if they give you that, then that is their sort of genuine business reason. How can people sort of expect to receive that information? Should you be like waiting for an email from your employer? If you're sort of worried that you've not been given that information, can you just contact your employer and ask for it?
Absolutely. Well, there is a requirement to consult with employees in a fair and reasonable way. Again, that is the law. The problem with the law, and is that it's very skint in what is actually what that word consult actually means.
Right.
So in a lot of our union contracts, we go a bit further and we really stress the need for genuine consultation. So that actually that employees have a say. So that's another reason you should unionize, because you have in our collective agreements, the ones we fight for, we really make sure that there is genuine consultation. The law is quite scant on what that consultation means. All it really means is that before any final decisions are made, the proposal should be circulated for all employees to be affected, and that they should be given a reasonable time to respond or comment or suggest, and that, you know, technically they should consider and take into account the responses before any final decisions are made. But I know from experience that a lot of the time when these restructures are happening, the final decision has been made, and this is just kind of following.
So it's a classic strength in numbers kind of a situation. If you are a bit worried about it, this is a good time to think about unionising if you haven't already with your workmates. And if you do already have a collective agreement, maybe touch base with that one. Does that sound right, Justine?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, redundancies and stuff like that, these are things that you can negotiate and get a way better deal out of if you do have a collective agreement. But yeah, I just really feel for all the people going through restructures at the moment. It's really, really tough.
Hard out. Hey, we've had some questions about sort of related to the wage subsidies. We might jump into those. Obviously, the first wage subsidy package, which has affected a lot of people, has wrapped up now. We've had a question that said, I'm back to my normal working hours, was on reduced hours during wage subsidy period, but I'm still being paid the wage subsidy rate. Is that allowed?
So I'd be interested to know, I think this person needs to talk to her their boss, whether I would suggest taking a, if you're not comfortable with that, taking a support person. If you are, if you do belong to a union, calling your union beforehand. But I'd like to know the reason for that. Technically, it is allowed. So if the firm still is having, you know, like obviously less income, they would be paying that wage subsidy. Has been extended for some companies until September, but they should be being upfront and transparent about that, about what's going on there. And if you are working your normal hours, I'm not sure why they wouldn't top it up as well. So I'd want to know the reason for that. I think there should be a genuine business reason. Mm-hmm. I'd be worried that they're just taking advantage of the wage subsidy when business has kind of returned and they should be paying you that whole amount for your normal hours. So, I'd talk to your boss. If you are a member of a union, call that union and
get, you know, some advice. Yeah.
Person, help you through that process. But yeah, that would concern me. Technically, it could be allowed. It depends, though. It depends on what their income is looking like, and, you know, yeah, if they have for the wage subsidy extension, etc., etc. So there's a bunch of things there.
Well, our last question is also a wage subsidy question, or related to the wage subsidy. It says, now that the wage subsidy's ended, our boss has asked us to take a 15% pay cut until we're in a better financial position as a company. Talking to my workmates, it seems that generally everyone's more or less okay with this, but how long is reasonable for them to keep us at a reduced rate?
Well, they've given you a genuine business reason for why they're asking you to take that pay cut. So, again, like, I think that they have a legal mandate to act in good faith, which means that you should only be taking that pay cut for a fixed time period, not just, like very vaguely until they're in a better position. So what I would do is in those negotiations, talk to your co-workers and say, like, how long do we want to agree with until we at least look over this reduction? So that's what I would very, very firmly, like, try and get a date there, like 3 months, let's look at it again, you know, because you don't want, that's too vague, yeah. I would say. Yeah.
That sounds like some very good advice. Justine, thank you very much. And thank you, everybody, who sent in those questions over the last couple of weeks. And do send them through if you have any queries about your job or what it means to be part of a union and all of that stuff. And we will put them to you next week, Justin, I've just called you on the radio here. Justine, thank you very much. We will talk to you again next Monday.
Okay, you have a good week, Rich.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland union representative Justine Sachs.
Good one, Rach.